The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to him, to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler came upon him, was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Our today's readings, they invite all of us to reflect on one thing, the love of God and love of the neighbors. And in the gospel, we have this scholar, doctor in law. He knew the laws, he was a Jew, and so he comes to Jesus. He comes with 2 questions. And instead of giving an answer to these 2 questions, Jesus also asks 2 more other questions. And at the end, of course, we'll give an answer. And this made me to think of this journalist from Europe. He was told that people from Africa, not my country, but from Ghana, he was told that they respond to a question by another question. And so he wanted to really know if it was true. So he went once to Ghana, and upon arriving at the airport, the first person he met, he asked, "Is it true that you people answer to a question by another question?" And so this guy from Africa, he said, "Who told you that?" And so the journalist concluded that, so it was true, that they answer to a question by another question. And this seems to be the same with Jesus Christ. In our first reading, we have these words from Moses telling the Israelites, to inviting them to listen. "If you will only listen," this is the only thing he's expecting from them, and also today is from us. "If you'll only listen to the voice of the Lord." We know the commandments by heart, but yet we fail to to practice them, to do according to what those commandments they ask us to do. The commandments are not impositions on us, because some they think that we are not free. We are not free to act because God has given us a line, has given us the way to live. And because of that, some think that we are not free, but we are free. We are not obliged to follow those laws. If you choose not to follow them, God will not force you. And if you choose to follow them, and then the reading says, you will have life. Do the same, and you will respond. You will have eternal life. And talking about the laws, we have so many laws. Among them, we have laws concerning the roads, the drivers. When we are driving, we have traffic lights all over. And all the drivers, they are supposed to know the laws. But even though they know them, but it's still difficult for some to respect the laws. And talking about the laws, when I went to have my exam in order to get my driver's license, I failed multiple times. But the interesting part is it was during my practice, because they said, because we are coming from a French country, we have to do the written one and then the practice. And so I took the practice. And then the first time I failed, why? Because of the stop sign. Because the lady told me, go and park the other side. So between the place where we were and the parallel park, there was a stop sign. So I just drove as if nothing was there. And so she told me, we cannot continue with the exam because you failed. I did not understand. So why? Then she said, you not stop. But I said, yes, of course, but I not see anybody there. So no need for me to stop. And then she said, this is the law. Whether there is a person or not, when you see the stop sign, you have to stop. And so going back to our readings, we know the commandments. When people break the laws, God's commandments, whose fault it is? Because sometimes we blame God. Why is God allowing people to kill each other? There's no commandment who says, go and kill each other. No. But why are people still killing each other? And at the end, we will blame God. Why is God allowing all this happening today? So, my dear brothers and sisters, Moses says that the commandments are not far from us. They are written in your heart. What you need is to practice it, to practice, to do it, to do them. And all the commandments are summarized in only one, the commandments of love. You love God, and then you love the neighbor. Actually, you are perfect in the eyes of God. And that's why this all-knowing person in the gospel comes to Jesus and asks, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, what is written in the law? And then he knows all the commandments. And at the end, he's not able to practice what he knows. And of course, there are also some people who are smart. They know many things. But they practice their lives, there is no order. It's like they are living the contrary of what they know. And Jesus says, you have answered correctly. He did not say that he was right. He only said, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Do what? Love God with all your heart, love God with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then Luke says, because he wanted to justify that he was really expert and he knew everything concerning the laws, and then he's asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Then Jesus gives us the parable known to us as the Good Samaritan parable. And at the end, he asked again, which of the three is the neighbor to the victim. And then the lawmaker, this lawyer said, the one who treated the victim with mercy, with compassion. And Jesus says, go and do likewise. So my dear brothers and sisters, how do we practice our Christian faith? We know many things about our faith. We can give discussion, presentations about Jesus, about our faith, but yet we are not able to live what we are talking about. All of us, we know that God is love, that God is forgiveness, but how many times have we avoided some people, some of our friends, some of our family members, just because it's difficult for us to forgive each other? It's difficult for us to bear the weaknesses of other people. It's difficult for us to be patient, and because of that, we try to avoid other people. And maybe those persons we are trying to avoid, that's where Jesus Christ wants to come to you, because Jesus usually is identified with those who are considered like outcasts of the society, those poor, the widows and orphans in the society. So today, let us open our eyes, let us open our hearts to the mercy of God, and to ask ourselves two questions. Who is my neighbor? That's the first question. And how many times have we behaved as good neighbors? Because the problem is not about knowing who is my neighbor. The problem also is also knowing about which kind of neighbor am I? Because you may see that there are people, neighbors, they are suffering, and then we help them. And what about others? What about you? Have you behaved as a good neighbor? Good neighbor who will be like the good Samaritan. You see people suffering, and then you help them. Not because they'll pay you back. You help them because you see that they need something. So Jesus Christ gave us an example. He comes to us. You saw these people, these priests and the Levites, those are the people who will spend the whole day in the temple offering sacrifices to God. But their religion, instead of opening their hearts, their eyes to the needs of the people, their religion made them blind and deaf. Just because they say, no, we have schedules, I have to follow my schedules, we have laws, I should not approach, because the mentality at that time was that you cannot approach any person with blood, because blood was like a sign of impurity. And that's why the priest, going to the church, he said, I cannot touch this person full of blood, because once I'll touch that person, I'll become impure. And so I'll not be worthy to offer the sacrifice. The same thing goes for the Levite. But which kind of this religion will be if it doesn't help other people? The good religion is the one that opens our eyes, our hearts, to the need of other people, to the needs of other people. So everyone, we should not think that we don't have neighbors. Today, as we are here, we are like neighbors. I am your neighbors. I am your neighbor. You are my neighbors. Whoever is sitting with you is neighbor. When you go out, you'll see many neighbors. So we cannot give like a direct answer that this is my neighbor. Those who speak my language are my neighbors. Those who come from my country are my neighbors. And what about others? Jesus Christ in the gospel, in our second reading, St. Paul says that he is the image of the invisible God. He comes and touches this good Samaritan. He comes and touches this victim. It's like today, we have this COVID. Once you say that you have COVID, then people will try to go away from you. because they are afraid of touching you, because they are afraid of getting COVID. And yet, we know that Jesus Christ came for not those who are good, but those who are sick. So let us pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that everyone should be a good neighbor to others, being able to see the sufferings of others and help them, so that all of us will experience this mercy of God, will experience this compassion of God. Let us not rejoice in the sufferings of others, but rather let us have a heart like the heart of Jesus Christ, a compassionate heart, a forgiving heart. And so at the end, we'll of course become the eyes of God, we'll become the minds of God, we'll become the hands of God. If God wants us to touch to somebody, he will use you. He will use you. And God, that's why we say that God is so near to us. What we need is just to be humble, to open our eyes, try to look around and see the presence of God. And this presence of God is always there, but we are the ones going away from him. And when we go our own ways, and then when things go wrong, then we start blaming God, because that's proper to human beings. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us pray that this Holy Eucharist will help us to listen to the voice of the Lord and to practice his commandments. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in the Holy Spirit.